Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Patreon Saturdays. We are about to get right into it with Miss Duchess Kim D. We break it all down. Yes, we talk some Salt Lake. We talk what's going on in the real world with Beverly Hills. But man, this week has been crazy in the Dirty Jurs. But don't take my word for it. Here are some clips. Listen to this and then head on over to Patreon and enjoy Miss Kim D. We are here with the one and only Duchess Kimbo.
Oh, I love the name Duchess. And I have some major scoop, inside scoop on the Teresa podcast thing. Oh, my Lord. There's so much to get into today, David, but you tell me where you want to start, honey. So I know Carlos King. When we were filming my North Jersey Country Club, the famous posh fashion show, Carlos King was my producer also. Okay. So he was Danielle's, Teresa, and mine. He was the head producer on the show at the time. So when I sold all those tickets to the North Jersey, it was oversold. It was crazy. But I did all the seating like a wedding. Everyone knew where they were supposed to sit. When I walk in, the friggin' people are waiting. They don't know where they're sitting. Like, what is going on? Well, what was going on was Carlos King came in and decided to change the whole seating arrangement because he wanted me, Jacqueline and Teresa, to sit directly across from Danielle and Kim G. So he changed everything and people were like a tizzy. It was wild. But Carlos King and I and Kim G used to go to STK. Kim G would get the limo and we'd go and we'd have a great time. And me and Carlos were always attracted to the same guys. It was hysterical. So I think I'm going to finally say something decent about Rulajas. Is everyone ready?
I don't think that I'm ready.
I think, even though he is what he is, I think that he is a good influence on Teresa. I think his, whether it's fake or real, his zen, his sister's forgivity, all this stuff is a good influence on her because all of a sudden now, all these things are coming to fruition. But she also said she never watched the show. And now she's watching it and seeing all the things that Melissa and Joe talked about her. I'm going to predict the most explosive reunion in our lifetime is going to be coming up. I have so much to say on this, but David, I want to. Yeah. Okay. Well, I would still go in a limo. I like the whole limo thing. It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. Kim G paid for it, of course. It was fabulous. Yeah, obviously. She's the one with the big bucks.
Let her pay.
So, me and Carlos just, we had a ball, you know. So, with that said, now, so I venture into the sprinkle cookies. This is totally true. Eyewitness, blah, blah, blah. So, before Melissa got on the show and the cameras were rolling, Melissa tried to get in front of that camera every chance she had, okay?
Like she wasn't a cast member. She was just acting.
No, but was invited to certain things. It was a ladybug event at the Brownstone. And my eyewitnesses, okay, were there. Some of them were with her. And she started dancing with the bartender, like erotic type dancing, to get the camera's attention. Of course, the cameras didn't really, you know, go on her. Clearly, we see that. She really wanted to be on this show. So she, you know, threw out all the stops and finally got on the show. So all this bull that, you know, she wasn't trying. She wasn't. Carlos said she was messaging him on Facebook. I hear that she was jumping in front of the cameras any chance she got. She danced like a crazy person with the bartender at the Ladybug event in the at the Brownstone. When she walked into Posh, when she finally got on the show, I was away. I think I was in Vegas. And the girl that was working behind my counter, she walked in. They were told to come to Posh because we were doing the Posh fashion show at the Brownstone, and they were needed to be fitted. And she goes, "I'm here to introduce myself. I'm Melissa Gorga, the new hot younger housewife."
She said that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really interesting. I thought like she was, you know, funky and perky. And of course, I gave her the dress with the feather at the bottom. And when Teresa came in, Teresa wanted that dress. I go, "Teresa, you're better off at something black and slinky and fun." She didn't buy it, but Teresa was a good sport and she wore the black slinky fun. She really wanted that dress. And then when Melissa walked out, I made her walk out again. I made her walk out twice. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, fun stuff going around in the background of the Posh fashion show and what went down. So now let's fast forward. Just like what Teresa did to me with the Gorgas did to Kathy and Richie. So now Teresa gives Joe Gorga and Melissa the ultimatum. Me, the show, or the Wakilis, after she called them cancer, Rosie and Kathy. The Gorgas dropped the Wakilis like a stale crust of bread, never looked back, never bothered with them again, never. To the point where during, like right after this, it gets stuck in my craw because I know what Teresa did to me. And then they did that. It's just the way I don't know what's wrong. There's a missing emotional chip with Joe Gorga and Teresa. There's a missing chip. They can throw you away. They can discard people. Joe Gorga tells his best man, "I sleep like a baby." You know, it's a really strange thing to me because I walk away from people if they do something really bad to me. But these people, there's something missing. They don't give a shit. They use them for what they use them for. Also, insider, it is 100% true what Teresa's mom said to the friend Lisa, that Joe Gorga, the christening, first time filming, did those antics, calling Teresa garbage, all for the cameras. That's the way he really felt. But Teresa was blindsided by that. When Teresa walked up to him, like, "Let's play nice for the cameras. Fuck you, you're garbage, you're this." He wanted the Teresa table flip moment. It was all planned. I mean, it was. When I heard this, I had to delve into it because I believe Teresa's mother. But yeah, I just see another side of Jen running around like a crazy person over this fake account. I still can't get Angie and Whitney doing that dance. Lisa Barlow singing that song. I'm like, Lisa Barlow did a good job. But what? Oh my God, what the F? What have you got me into, David?
Well, I apologize, first of all. Second of all, slip into our DMs. Maybe people are liking it. Is anyone enjoying this season of Salt
Lake?
Yeah,
Let's hear from you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. We'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi,
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
The difference, right? And I mean, do you think? Because look, we're gonna. You and I have been saying something here, which I'm not sure is true anymore. And I'm gonna ask you your opinion. Like, this season's already filmed. The new season, we're gonna watch the whole thing. The whole thing. It's gonna end with, you know, this whatever scuffle. You just said 3 seconds ago it's gonna be the most explosive reunion in history.
Yes.
Before on here, you said you think they're gonna have to have security. I mean, do you think this will be Melissa's last season? Well, isn't that such a good question? Does everyone have their morning coffee, or are you listening? Did you wait all day to listen to this to the afternoon? Do you have your nice afternoon glass of rosé? Will this be Melissa's last season? And man, we give major props and shout out to Mr. Louis Realias on this episode. Kim has had an epiphany on Mr. Realias. I can barely say his last name any better than she can. So head on over to Patreon. We talk some Beverly Hills. There's some stuff going on. Kathy's ultimatum has resurfaced. We talk about all these rumors that they're casting next season. Kyle and Kathy, to give you an update on that. And then we just talk a little bit more about Salt Lake. But man, this week has been explosive in Jerseyland. So head on over there and listen to our Patreon. Isn't Kim fun? Saturdays with Kim D. Enjoy.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.